Welcome to The Connection, a weekly radio program where we share our experiences and expertise with stories of caring, courage, and change right here in Connecticut. Listen to learn about needed resources to improve your well-being and transform your life. Now, here are the hosts of The Connection, Lisa DeMattis-Lepore and Anne Baldwin.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another great edition of The Connection. I'm Anne Baldwin, and I'm joined by
Lisa DeMattis-Lepore.
She is the president and CEO of The Connection, offering great services for folks in a number of situations, and we really have great conversations about that. We're going to talk about recovery coaching on this particular program, and we'll get to that in just a little minute.
Yeah, we have a great show today.
We'll get
both of us share a friendship and collegial relationship with this amazing gentleman sitting here in the studio tonight.
Yeah, but you want to tell a story first.
I want to tell you a really cool story.
Okay, good.
So over Christmas, the Christmas time, my 85-year-old-to-be mother is a groupie for the Nunziata twins. They are so adorable, Will and Anthony, and they sing and they travel all over the place. She's probably seen them like 20-something times. You want to talk about cuties, you have to see the two of them, okay? And their voices are amazing. So as a surprise, they were in Connecticut, so I bought tickets to bring her to the theater. So of course, they acknowledge my mother, and they're talking to her from up on stage, and she's, you know, it was really, really sweet. And they knew my dad who passed away, so they, you know, they talked about him. So long story short, you know, there's this intermission, and all of a sudden, my dad's cousins happened to be there, which I didn't know they were, you know, I didn't know they were in the audience. So they came, and they started talking to us, et cetera, et cetera. And my aunt, her sister, was also with her, and she says to me, "I live for Sunday morning." And I'm kind of sitting there like, okay, because I love Anne Baldwin, and I love the show. And I am a faithful listener, and so are many of my friends. And
aww,
we enjoy your show so much. And she went on and on about how she is, they talk about you, and they followed your career, Anne, and that they love the show. And she was, you know, telling me about specific shows that, I mean, they love all of them, but they have followed your career. So,
oh, what's her name?
Joe Langhoff. So I'm shouting out to Joe. That thank you so much for listening to the show, and she could be the president of your fan club.
Oh my gosh! Well, Joe, thank you for the kind words, and thank you for listening. And you know, it's been interesting, right? And to follow my career, and now to follow my recovery, it's just been a pleasure to be able to put a face and a voice on my recovery. You know, going into my 7+ years now, it's just been an amazing journey, and it's not over yet. So I'm so great. Thank you for
Isn't
sharing
that. Sweet?
That.
I mean, she brought tears to my eyes because she just said you're such a role model, and she's just been following your career, and she loves our show. So I thought, hi,
sitting there going, yay. So hi, Joe, thank you for listening. And let's introduce our next guest. I mean, this is really kind of unusual that we both really know this guy pretty well, right?
Yeah, we do.
How far back do you go with Mr. Rob Rudowitz?
Ooh, a very long time. He worked at The Connection for many years and was a colleague and a peer, and we, you know, he helped me a lot through my career at The Connection. He was a great supporter, but provided amazing work to our clients and was very well respected by the staff and was an amazing team leader. And so I'm excited because, you know, people never really leave your life. So we're talking about doing some great work together now, again, once again at The Connection. So it's really great to have Rob.
Yeah,
here.
And I go back to, I said, you know, back to my Channel 30 days, I'm like, there's nothing like a good-looking man in a uniform, man. And I said, I got to meet this guy. So Rob Rudowitz is here.
Yes.
And former Hartford police officer and now doing great things out there in the recovery community. So Rob, thanks for agreeing to be on the
yes.
program.
Well, thank you for having me. It really is a pleasure to be here. And if your listeners could see the visual here, it literally is a thorn between two roses. and it really is a pleasure to be with dear friends. And Lisa and I go back. I started at The Connection back in 2005. And I left there in 2013, I think. And, you know, we did some wonderful things there. It's a great organization, and excuse me, with Lisa at the helm now, there are many, many more great things that will be happening, and it's a real pleasure to be here.
Great. Well, and one of the things that we want to talk about, you know, is we talk about recovery, Rob, and, you know, so many things have changed over the years. And I know as somebody who's gone through, you know, peer support training, on recovery coach training, and I actually have with pride hanging in my office a certification. I am a certified recovery coach, and I just love those tools. I love those tools in addition to my program, because thankfully with that I've been able to help people who have reached out to me over the years and help them kind of find the path or plant the seed for recovery. I just had someone over the Christmas holidays call me, and her brother was in town, came down from the north, and a raging alcoholic. And so I chatted with him, and we talked about, you know, next steps and things like that. I know it's supposed to be men for men and women for women, but you know what? I don't care who it is. If I can help somebody and give them some advice and help lead them in the right direction, to me, that's all that really matters. So that's what we want to talk about. And I know The Connection believes in peer-to-peer support in all of your programs.
We do.
So what's it all about?
Well, recovery. I was introduced to the concept of recovery coaching just about 2 years ago, and I literally fell in love with it. I, being in long-term recovery myself, 12-step programs were the way to go. It literally saved my life, and I cannot stress enough what 12-step work did for me. But when I was introduced to the concept of recovery coaching, which is different, it is not a 12-step recovery program, but it is a program of recovery. I just really identified with many of the concepts, and we'll talk a little bit about them and how they relate to people's recovery and how. You know, the ideas that are built within recovery coaching model really enhance a person's ability to recover should they not choose to go to the 12-step route.
Mm-hmm. Or sometimes it can be in addition to, right?
Absolutely.
So, you know, and that's the thing. I think when you talk about recovery, and Lisa, you see this, and you've got a lot of peer-to-peer support programs, like I mentioned, at The Connection. It's whatever works. You meet the individual where they're at, right?
It really is. But I think, too, it's about the staff being able to be trained and coached in really relating to the client and getting to know who they are individually is really key, because it's never going to work if you're on the other, you know, when you're in need of help, that person is so key in your life at that moment. And it's the first moment you meet them. It's either going to work or it's not going to work. And it's really all about your demeanor as a professional, how you engage this person who needs your help. And they, you know, I think everyone knows whether that person is there doing a job, quote unquote, or they're really there and they care about you. And that's why, you know, again, I think our staff are amazing. And that's why I am very interested in working with Rob now about sort of this peer-to-peer. And I think you and I have talked many a time before about the importance of someone like yourself, Anne. I want you to come out to one of our women's.
I can't wait.
I know we're going to do this, because there is so much to be said about, you know, being in a situation and having someone who walked the same different steps but similar road and was able to get through this. And everyone needs that, mm-hmm. right? No matter what your battle in life is, to have someone going through the same thing or went through the same thing, there's an immediate connection.
Right. And, you know, with you, Rob, you know, a former police officer, somebody in long-term recovery, for you to be able to relate to that. And I know when I first started getting into recovery, even when I went to rehab, I would ask some of the therapists, well, do you know what I'm going through? Are you in recovery? And if they said no, I kind of shut parts of my brain down, because I'm like, you don't know what I've been going through. So when you have that peer-to-peer support with someone who's experienced something like you, it's probably got to be more effective.
Well, I like to identify it like this, okay. Where and use this sort of analogy of someone who falls into a deep hole, and there is a therapist that comes along and says, hey, I want you to read this book. It's going to help you where you're at. And the person in the hole read the book, but was still stuck in the hole, okay? A friend comes along and says, hey, I'm here for you. Let me know what you need. And the person is still in the hole. A priest comes along and says, here, I want you to read these scripture and it's going to save you. And the person says, okay, I'm going to read it, but they're still stuck in the hole. A recovering person comes along, jumps in the hole, and the person in the hole says, what are you doing? Now we're both stuck down here. And the recovering person says, yeah, but I've been here before. I know how to get out.
Wow.
And that's really what a good part of this recovery coaching is about. You don't necessarily need to be in recovery to be an effective recovery coach, mm-hmm. but we find that many people who sort of gravitate towards this curriculum and you know, want to go this route are typically people in recovery.
So how does it work?
Well, let me start with kind of what a recovery, how we define a recovery coach, because it really is different from, let's say, a clinician. It really is different from, say, a 12-step sponsor. So a recovery coach really is just somebody who is going to help remove obstacles for the person. They're going to serve kind of as a personal guide. And when I'm working with someone, typically they will have experienced sports as a kid. And I'll ask them, I'll say, did you have a coach when you were playing Little League? And they would always say, yes, they did. And, you know, did you ever tell the coach how you think you should bat or how you think you should throw the ball? Or did you listen to your coach? And they would inevitably say, we listened to the coach because they knew better than us. And I would say, well, think of us as your coach. Think of me as your coach. We're going to help you become a better sober person. So we're going to teach you how to recover. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, when I was in early recovery, or trying to get sober, I thought I had all the answers. I thought that I knew how to do it. I thought I knew what was best for me. And in many ways, I did know what was best for me. I just didn't know how to get it. And so, you know, we try to make that connection early on. And it really is different from a counselor.
And you come and you go to their homes, right?
We go to
now,
their
homes. Now, is this after they've gotten out of a treatment program, or could it be at different stages?
Well, for the company that I work for, we do in-home addictions treatment. And yes, we go to the home, and in some instances, it is people that have been into a 28-day program, and they come out, and they need additional supports. And the nice thing about this model is that we treat people where they live. So we help them recover in the environment in which they're going to live.
What's the name of the company?
Aware Recovery Care.
Aware?
Aware. Yes, it's Aware, A-W-A-R-E. And it really is a unique model. And you're going to hear much more of this in-home treatment model that they have.
Well, you know, it's interesting because as someone who went to a detox and then to a 28-day program, and people say, why 28 days? Because some insurance will cover a 28-day program. Mine didn't. I paid out of pocket. But anyway, I'm here today, and I'm grateful for that. So the thing is, it's so easy to stay sober in a recovery center because that's what you're there for, right? And it's the challenges when you come
Absolutely.
Out and you go back to your own environment, which is where this peer-to-peer support
exactly.
is happening. That's when you
that's
go back.
Key.
Yeah, because you're going back to, you know, the triggers
exactly.
and not everybody has family support.
Right. And that's sort of the unique that's the uniqueness of this model is that, you know, even though someone may have been in a 28-day program and they come out, you know, our model is 52 weeks so that we provide ongoing support, ongoing education, ongoing, you know, work with the individual in their home. You know, we will meet people in their communities. We'll go have coffee with them and do our educational component with them in the community so that they're getting That's more terrific. And more comfortable in their environments as a sober person.
Right. And Lisa, I mean, you must see the benefits of this too.
Oh, it's huge.
You know, because, you know, like at the Connection, you've got the programs, whether they're coming out of incarceration, whether there's addiction issues, you know, domestic violence, all that kind of stuff, you know, you can treat it, but it's really kind of the aftercare.
That's the huge part. I mean, we've Supportive Housing for Families program was actually created because we realized early on that when women were leaving treatment with their children after, and then it was 6 to 9 months, now it's shorter, that's when they really needed the help, and they needed support and wraparound supports and all of that. And so this is why what Rob's talking about is so key. This is so, I'm interested, Rob, to tell us about the sort of those educational components and how that works.
All right. Well, in relation to recovery coaching, we meet the clients where they're at.
Right.
And, you know, we give them a foundation early on, you know, where we may educate them about addiction. We educate them about, you know, the biopsychosocial model that many people aren't fully aware of or don't fully understand it. And, you know, we'll help them develop a wellness plan so that there is a little bit of, there's kind of a blueprint to work from, so that we're looking at it from a holistic approach, like wellness. We'll help them develop a wellness plan. You won't get that in, you know, a clinician's office.
No.
And that's such a huge part of recovery. I mean, I remember I really started being militant about going to the gym after recovery, because Tuesdays and Thursdays, if you were good in the recovery center, you got to go in the druggy buggy to the gym. Mm-hmm. So that's what I strive for, is to get to go to the gym 2 days a week. And that, plus the nutritional value of the wellness that they talked about, and how your diet has so much to do with this too, it's such a huge component of treating the whole person. So that's fantastic.
Right. And what we do is, in recovery coaching, is we take it a step further and we look at the whole person, so that when we think about wellness, it's not just physical wellness, it's not just emotional wellness, which are big components of recovery, obviously, but we look at financial wellness, and we look mm-hmm. at, and we look at employment wellness, and we look at spiritual wellness, so that the individual is going to identify, you know, how do I need to prioritize this? Okay, I have a job, I have a home, I'm doing pretty good in those areas. You know, my spirituality is, and these are all part of the discussions.
Right, right.
That, you know, they will guide us.
That's the key.
In where they want to go. Where are they going to take us?
Yeah, because every situation is different, right?
But this is the key to me, is what Rob is saying. This is why this is amazing, this curriculum, because what this is doing is it's allowing you, as the person in recovery, to write your roadmap with someone to help you along the way. It's not someone saying, you're going to do this, this, and this. You know, this is what you have to do, because the person's buying into it. It's they're leading their path to get better.
Right, and they might not want to focus on spirituality.
Nope.
Right, that might turn somebody off, and that might be a deterrent to recovery. I know for some people it's a deterrent to go to a 12-step program because of that component of it. So that's great. You said it's how long again, 54?
It's 52 weeks.
That's a long time. How many weeks in a year?
52 weeks.
Oh, there we go. Can't you just say call it a year then? Yeah.
But it's a, you know, it's a,
it's really terrific.
Yeah, I mean, the AWARE program really is a terrific model, and it's proving to be very effective. But I think that what Lisa was talking about, that's built into this curriculum, is the idea that most of the time when we have that power differential, like we are a clinician, we are a case manager, we are a 12-step sponsor, you know, it's kind of like supervisor subordinate,
right?
So we're
different.
We're treating people like objects, like, okay, you need to do it my way. That's the only right way. Your way is not the right way.
And people shut down. They don't want to hear that.
People shut down.
Yeah.
And so what we really try to do is treat people like a resource. Like, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Okay, I ask that question all the time, and you know, they will inevitably say, well, I want to be, you know, better, you know, I want to be employed. I, you know, I want my marriage back. And I would ask the question, what do you need to do to get there? Mm-hmm. Okay. And then my last question is, what has prevented you from getting there? And it's always my drinking, my drugging. And so that's kind of the starting point, to build a little bit of discrepancy for the client to
right,
you know, say, all right, well, I kind of see where you're going with this. And
yeah, and it makes you think, you know, because I see folks that, you know, have lost it all. You talk about they've lost their job, they've lost their home, they've lost their children, they've lost their marriage. I mean, it's just like, you know, you talked about being in a hole in the beginning. How do you get out of that hole? But then I, you know, and I look at my own sobriety and I didn't lose all that, you know, and I still have family support. I still have my home. I still have my business. I still have all that. So, you know, it's never too late. I guess what I'm getting at is, you don't have to lose it all. You don't. And one thing that it just bugs me is when people say, well, maybe they haven't hit rock bottom. Why in the hell are you going to wait for somebody to hit rock bottom before you yourself reach out for help on their behalf, or you get them to reach out with a peer-to-peer support or with a program with a connection or whatever works for you to walk through the doors of a church and go to a 12-step program? Right. I mean, don't wait for that.
Yeah, and you know, I can look back on my you know, my active history, and you know, I had many bottoms. I had and each time the bottom would get deeper, okay? And I know that. And I have to remember this, that I'm only one bad decision away from yep. reaching a whole new bottom, because it's waiting for me,
yep.
you know? So I have to stay vigilant with this stuff. You know, when we're working with clients, we try to raise their bottom so that we can get them to see that, you know, where they're at is enough. Mm-hmm. They don't have to go any deeper. They don't have to fall any further.
Right. And Lisa, I mean, you must see this. You're not in recovery yourself, but you must see this all the time. You must just see people out there that are just hurting, that are, you know, and for a lot of people with addiction, I don't have statistics on this, but there's been a traumatic something that's happened to them in their life. And so they drink or drug over it. And so, I mean, you must see this all the time, but over time and with the right resources, you know, you can never erase the past, but you can have better tools in your toolbox
exactly.
to work on your future.
It's true. I mean, and I think you and I we had this conversation when I walked in the studio today about being one step away, which is exactly what Rob said.
Right. And I do want to give you information if you or someone you know is looking for services. The Connection has a great website. It's The Connection Inc. .org, The Connection Inc., all one word, .org. And they also have a helpline, and that's staffed 24/7. So, and they also have a helpline, and that phone number is 855-435-7955. So, you know, I think it's great. And, you know, even though The Connection has its services and Aware has its services, you know, there's room in the space for everybody. You know, you can't do it alone. And I love the fact, Rob, that you go into people's homes, because you probably do a visual audit too. I know for me, for years in my sobriety, I had wine in the house, I had booze in the house, it didn't bother me. But with full disclosure, this past holiday, something happened. The wine in the wine rack started, I kept looking at it. You know, the booze in the cabinet, I started to look at it. And I've been in this program long enough to know that's not a good thing. And guess what? Today, all of Bill's poor homemade wine has been poured down the drain, gone. All the booze is out of my house, because I know that isn't the way I should be thinking as a person in sobriety. So now I have an alcohol-free home. And I didn't for 7 years. Mm-hmm. I got to do what I got to do. And people have to do what they have to do. And,
right. and be in control of your environment And you know, that's, I think that that's one of the outcomes of recovery coaching is that, you know, I always said that, you know, using, drinking, drugging, it's all about isolation, and it's all about, you know, separating from our families, our friends, our jobs, ourselves.
And isn't that one of the warning signs, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Is when people start to pull away, or, you know, you're trying to FaceTime them and they don't answer at night, or, you know, you're hearing less and less of them. I mean, it is an isolated. For me, my disease was totally isolated. I can't tell you when I went into rehab how many wine bottles they took out of my closet.
Yeah, and recovery is about connection.
Yep.
It's about connection. It is about connecting with our families, connecting with the recovery community, connecting with a sober network, connecting with a higher power, if you have that belief, connecting with ourselves. And that's what recovery coaching is all about. A recovery coach is going to guide and help that person navigate in making those connections.
And it's okay. You know, you're not alone. It happens. It's, for me, I call my alcoholism a disease. It runs in my family. So I have the disease. I needed the help. I got the help, and now I want to help others. And that's what you're doing, Rob. In your recovery, you're helping others.
And I have to say, Rob, I mean, I don't want to start crying now because I will if I really, I won't go there. But I was so moved by the presentation that you gave at our annual conference that I sat in on it both days in a row. Because what it did, because I've known Rob, well, I thought I knew Rob.
Yeah.
It opened, it really, I got to appreciate him in a different way, and I got to know him in a different way through his presentation. And I encouraged many of the staff who knew Rob to come to the second day, and many of those were, they're in recovery. And I purposely pulled certain people in because they're struggling with certain things, and I wanted them to be there to hear his, to hear Rob's story, because it, I got to know you, Rob, in a very different way, and you are such a motivational speaker. And I mean, what Rob is doing right now to me, this whole AWARE and the peer mentoring, that coaching that he's doing, is just so perfect for who he is, because I can't think of a better role model who believes in this and who can come and really impact the lives of so many people that need it. I mean that from...
Thank you. Thank you.
I was so blown away by what you said.
Thank you. And I think that, you know, the point that really needs to be made is that recovery removes the stigma and the shame that goes along with addiction and alcoholism.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you so much, Rob Rudowitz.
Thank you, Rob.
Yeah, this was a great conversation, and hopefully, I know folks got something out of this. And again, the website is theconnectioninc.org. Lisa?
Well, I just, you know, again, please give us a call if you're looking, if you have some help or you have some questions. We also have an info line, and if you go on our website, you can send us an email, and we respond to you within 24 hours. But I want to say, Rob, you are, thank you so much for the work that you're doing. And I'm just so grateful that you're in my life and in the lives of many of us in this room right now. And I'm looking forward to working with Rob in the future, because we have a lot of work to do.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Continued success.
Thank you very much.
And thanks to all of you, of course, our listeners, and especially
Joe Langhoff,
our listener of the morning, for tuning into this edition of The Connection on WTIC News Talk 1080. Yeah. Mm-hmm.